Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
May I speak to Alberto?
Hi, this is Alberto. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. I guess you're the person that's responsible for like time sheet issues and stuff for me, Nicole Jackson.
Give me a moment, let me take a look here at the system. Yep, I was assigned as the new coordinator for the case, yes, so moving forward we...
Because this week we had issues with the timesheet, and I was reaching out to Valeria, and she just gave me your contact number again. So I was wondering, why didn't you reach out to me when the timesheet had an error?
Two days ago. I don't know if you remember that I called you, but you said that you were going to call me back because you were not available at the moment.
I know, so you never gave me a call back. And timesheet, the time probably went in, so my caretaker's hours are messed up. Like, you never texted me. I'm sure you have a phone where we could text or I could reach back to you. I didn't know that you was the person that was taking her place regarding the timesheet issue.
Yeah, that was the reason of the call, to introduce myself and just to clear everything, because I noticed that and this month, for example, I don't have any clocks from the caregiver, Andrea. I wanted to follow up with you and make sure to see if she's working or if she's not working during this.
Yeah, she's working. We have a problem with the GPS. We told her that they need to have another solution, and they said something about a fob or something. Nobody never got back to us about that or nothing.
Okay. About the FOB? Okay, I'll have to ask the representative in charge about it. Let me take a look, see here. I have to notify them to see what happened with the FOB. They told you that they were going to mail one to you.
They didn't tell me anything. I said, that's what we need. We need another solution. And she said, okay, you're interested in the FOB, and that was it. She didn't never say how she was going to send it. She didn't never say if we should come and pick it up. She never said that someone would bring it. They never said anything.
Okay. Okay, so usually they mail it to the members. So I'll follow up to see if Valeria requested the FOB to be mailed. Because sometimes once we mail the FOB, sometimes it gets lost or it takes time for the member to receive it. So I'm going to ask if the representative in charge already mailed the FOB, okay?
They requested what charge? What you said?
The FOB to the representative in charge to be mailed to you. I'll follow up and ask to see if Valeria requested the FOB. Because usually it is mailed to the member's house. So I'm going to...
Okay, so how do we fix our time? Because we sent the information to her. Did she fix it? Because she didn't never... Andrea contacted her, and she didn't give her no information regarding you. She spoke to her this week, and she said, use the link that I sent. But she never gave her your information, because therefore I would have known about you, that you was taking her place, because I didn't know that.
Well, I see the empty visits in the system with no information. So if it was sent to Valeria, I'm going to ask her for them, because there is...
Can you look at whatever Tom was missing and send us the time sheet, Donald? Because I really don't know what's going on.
Sure, I'll send that to both of the caregivers, and so they are aware of the time sheets missing. Okay?
And will you be able to enter the information in today being as though it's Thursday? Or did she do it yesterday?
I can't do it today because I don't see that it was done yesterday by her. I can do it and put it in the system. Give me a moment. Yeah, I see two visits that are pending for Andrea for last week. So I'll send that information to her so she can send the timesheet for those visits. Perhaps we can put it in the system right now, okay?
Okay, and Marlo Glover has some inconsistencies as well, she said. And she contacted Valeria as well.
Let me take a look. Yeah, but for this current week that is going to, be paid next Friday, not tomorrow,
but next
week.
No, I'm talking about the one tomorrow.
No, but for the ones for tomorrow, I only see two for Andrea that are missing information. I'll send that to her.
So all Marlo information was correct? Because she said she was having problems popping out. That's the same time when Andrea was supposed to pop in. So Marlo said she had problems cropping out. So you don't see that. But
yeah,
she see it on her app.
Yeah, the ones that I have here pending from Marlo, let me take a look.
Marlo works 6 hours a day. So you see 6 hours for every day, or however y'all put it in. Because when she looked at her thing, she said, some of her days are 7, some of her days are 5, some of her days. So I don't know how you guys put it in.
The only from Marlo that I see missing information are for yesterday and for Monday. But those ones are not going to be included on this Friday. It is for next week. So we have time to fix it. What we need to try to put in the system as soon as possible are the ones from Andrea that don't have any clock in or clock out. So I'm going to send the information to her, okay?
I gotta take a photo. Okay. All right. Okay, so you can, so all last week, Marlo, all of her hours are there.
Yeah, for last week, all the hours are here. I'm just missing two for Andrea. I'm sending the information right now.
Okay.
And while we're on the call, I just want to confirm that the information that I received on your profile is correct. Is 943-236-8652 the last phone number to get in contact with you?
Yes, that's the number that I'm calling from.
Okay. And could you please confirm with me your address?
6506 Sixth Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19142.
Okay. And just last question, have you been admitted to the hospital in the last month?
No.
Okay, well, in that case, I already sent to Andrea the information that she's pending, okay? And I'll send Marlo the information too in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
I have to help you.